Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
If you buy fcaketruck.com, that's gonna bring you a different type of audience.
Well, you know what? People like different things.
Yeah, and then sometimes
Herb's gotta eat too.
That's right.
where's the cat with the tight jeans? That's not the one I mean. You know, it's Maddie.
Maddie's take.
Let's say you don't move to Cali.
Right.
Can we safely say that?
That's pretty safe.
So. Are you willing to be, are you in on our fruitcake truck?
I'm 100% in. 50-50
that's great.
Profits, though.
Wow. That's
what I gotta say.
All then, no.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Oh, look at that.
Good morning. This is Wade Byard, the public information officer for Loudoun County Public Schools. Loudoun County Public Schools is closed today.
Is.
Oh, my God.
Is. He's a school guy.
Oh, my God.
Well, as you know, it was cloudy this morning.
It's not snowing, right?
No. It's
not
snowing
going
nowhere.
To snow.
It will snow.
1 to 2 inches.
Yeah, starting at 3 when school lets out. At 3.
Let me look at this forecast.
Yeah, please.
Here.
Check your... Maybe.
When do you get the call?
I got the call. Oh, and by the way, this is a good thing. When this goes down, this is very, very big deal in my house because mm-hmm. Julia, well, she's off anyway because she's home from college. This means Robert has nothing to do today. It also mm-hmm. means Carrie has the day off. And only Carrie will complain
your
about...
Your wife.
My wife will complain about his call at 6 o'clock in the morning that wakes her up to give her the day off.
Is it more complaint? Like, damn it.
And you know what? And the thing is if it's wintertime, there's only two reasons the phone's going to ring at 6. School's closed or someone's dead.
Oh.
And no one died, so school's closed.
But the school's closed is supposed to be a happy time for people.
Yeah, but what she would prefer is perhaps I just, you know, turn off her alarm and she rises like, you know, at 11:30 and bluebirds bring her shawl like in Snow White. You know, that's a beautiful day for her. But you know what? She didn't mm-hmm. seem to have too much. She didn't expend too much effort going back to sleep. She seemed
There's
to be okay.
A 60% chance of a DC precipitation.
You know, 60% is also a D in school. So that's not very great.
I mean, am I wrong about this?
No, you're not. You're not. Because the thing is, they can always do, and this is what they're doing, I believe, in Fairfax and Prince William. They're doing an early closure. Which means you still have to go to school and put the things in motion, and then because of the departure at home. But even then, you know, you can call that as late as noon. I just think, you know what? They're dying. They're dying to close schools.
I remember being in middle school, and this isn't an old man. I walked a mile to school, which I did, by the way.
Yeah.
In elementary school. I remember there being a
well, they kept moving
tropical
the school.
Storm. Well, you know, gerrymandering and everything. So what? I'm killing Pony and all the political pundits out there.
it's like doing your show with Chris Freights, really.
Yeah, yes. Hey, Freights in 2020.
Thanks, man.
Freights and Santana. I'm not standing today, though. I'll say, for me, safety first. And I know that a lot of Leesburg and the Manassas area, that can go into the plains.
Well, it's Loudoun County, we've explained this in the past, includes mountains. It's not always.
Yeah, but in D.C.
Not D.C., though. No.
I don't know. And this is really what's killing me here. And I'm right. watching the news this morning.
Sure.
I'm trying to be as caught up. Not listening just to the Google Home or Alexa
right.
tell me the news.
Right.
I actually want to see people again.
Yeah.
I'm tired of the machines
hey,
talking
Siri.
To me.
Hey, Siri, show me Steve Shenevy.
Well, that's who I've been watching.
I love Channel
and,
5.
And I'm sitting there and I'm like, all right.
There
we go. Everybody's. F you, everybody. We're good to go.
All of a sudden, Steve Shenevy is trending nationally. You're welcome, Steve.
So, they are... How do I turn this off?
Yeah, everybody, turn it off.
They show a young lady. What's her name? Como?
Erin Como.
Yeah.
Cooking with Como, and also she's the traffic lady.
They throw her in the van.
Of course.
All the way to, and we all, for our national audience, we have, as you would know, it's the nation's capital. We don't just have our monuments, but we also have our government buildings, but we also have secure bases.
Yes, of course.
And we have Quantico, for example. We have Fort... I always think of Fort Myers, but it's Fort Myers.
It's Fort Myers. It's adjacent to the Arlington National Cemetery. Yep. Beautiful.
Right here.
Beautiful.
And you've got the Naval...
Observatory?
Yes.
That's where everyone looks at your belly button.
Naval Observatory.
This is a great... This is a 40-year-old joke. Yes, of course. Of course.
Your belly button. What the hell? Dad joke, number one... Of 2020.
Yeah, but the great thing is it caught you so unaware.
I was like, the naval. He's right.
He's right.
It's called the naval.
It is.
Moving on. Why am I laughing at that?
Okay, everybody regroup.
I should be mad at that
you
joke.
You should be angry. You should be angry. Mike would be livid.
And because of the current climate,
yes.
The current security climate, because of our international relations.
Which, by the way, are great.
They're not so good. It's taking people hours that work in those vicinities
right.
to get into work because of security. As
exactly.
It should.
Mm-hmm.
But now there's going to be an early dismissal.
Right.
So somebody on the magic box said, isn't it ironic, not like Alanis Morissette,
right.
that they're going to get to work at roughly, let's say, 11:30.
Right.
And then they're going to be released at, let's say, 1:30.
Their shirts will never touch their back. They will just have time to go and put their coffee mug down, and then they'll leave.
What is the protocol if that's happening? Do you just turn around?
I think what you do is...
If you're not a broadcaster.
That's tough.
You turn around.
You got to turn around. I remember there was a time, there was one day in my... I was in chemistry, so it had to be my junior year. We had a two-hour delay and an early closure. We really went to one class for like 10 minutes, and they sent us home. They just totally botched it. And even as a youngster, I should have been so pleased to not be going to school. I was really peeved at the inconvenience of the whole deal because you had to go in, do your deal, sit down, get up, do your deal, get out. It's like, come on, make a decision.
But and you might know better than I do, if you take a telework day
right.
or a non-essential? Non-sanctioned day off.
Right, right.
Is it worth the pain to get into work, punch your ticket,
right?
Put in your key code, whatever it may be, and then still have that one day, that personal day?
You see, here's the only thing I can comment
boxed.
To that is in the old days of WJFK, when the Don and Mike show was in its golden Johnny Carson era of vacation, where they got lots and lots of time off.
Mm-hmm.
And it was known in advance when it would be, and we could bank the best of and be ready to go. I still only had 2 weeks of vacation a year.
Yeah, as you should.
Even that seemed a little generous. So what I would do is on those days, I would go in, I would say very, very, I'd make a loud entrance in the hall upstairs. Mm-hmm. Hi, Miss Bobby! Because, of course, our general manager, Ken Stevens, was also managing K-Rock and WYSP, so he was never in D.C. So the business manager was the one who was managing.
On site.
So I saw Miss Bobby, made eye contact, did a crossword puzzle, and then went home. Because we had a subscription to USA Today, and so if I did a crossword puzzle that had the day on it, it's like a ransom letter. Like, you know, I need a picture of you holding up today's paper.
Proof of life.
Proof of life that I was there, and I'd put it down and I'd leave. I was there so little one break. We had a listener that sent us Mexican jumping beans.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you know Mexican jumping beans are actually just unhatched larvae of an insect?
Yes.
And so when they would warm in your hand, they'd bounce around, but they look like beans. My office was so closed and locked up and hot because I never went in. I came back from the vacation. There were bugs in the box. They had hatched. My Mexican jumping beans had hatched over a Don and Mike show holiday.
That is terrible.
So my question for you, though, is my kids are so used to Loudoun County calling school just like that it's not a big deal. Snow days seem to be a bigger deal when I was in school. How was your protocol? Did you get up early and listen to television, because I was such a radio nerd. Mm-hmm. I used to call the WMAL, which was our big station, our all access like news station when I was growing up. I had the number the number to the newsroom, and I would call the news director and ask for closings.
I remember
Bud Steele
watching the Univision or Telemundo, whatever the affiliate is now.
They had school closings?
No, I remember watching it.
Yeah.
And my mom would be watching in the morning.
Their lead story was about Mexican jumping
beans
hatching? No,
the lead story was how high can we make our correspondent skirts this week? And I look for like the scroll.
Right. Oh, okay. Like before, a bottom third almost.
Because by the way, I'm 41. The scroll wasn't always there. It wasn't always there. No. It just wasn't. You didn't have the graphic at the bottom.
By the way, I'm nearly 50. When I was a boy, they were actual scrolls, like rolled up pieces of paper. But that's another story.
So what we would do is in the D.C. area, we'd listen to the number one news station in the world, WTOP.
Yeah.
And you'd wait for it to happen.
Right.
There was no hotline you could call. There was if you called the school, you'd get nothing.
Of course not, because it's closed.
You would wait for it to happen. By it, I mean, on the 20s, these are the school closings. And then you'd pray to little baby Jesus that Montgomery County schools delayed or closed.
Did you ever do any of the weird we didn't have these when I was a boy, but I've heard about sleeping with your pajamas inside out, putting ice cubes in the toilet, all that.
No, we were just happy to have food.
You didn't have
and
ice.
Running water. That's all we had.
Had no
we're
ice
we're
at all.
Fine. Like, you know what? This is okay. The heat's on.
But I remember there was a great blizzard I guess it was like my sophomore year, because I wasn't driving. But
this is 1996.
I remember this. So I had, no. This is my
95.
No, this would
sophomore
be.
Sophomore year of college.
No, sophomore year of high school.
Oh,
so this would be 86 or 7. And so I had friends who drove, but
four.
I wasn't driving. That is so horrifying to me.
Maybe three. Oi. I was three.
So we were all at
six.
We were at Bobby's
Never
house.
Mind.
And we're like, do you think we're going to have school tomorrow? And
Bobby. Bobby?
No.
You guys worked together years later?
Yeah, I was her youthful ward. He said, go take these expense reports and write on them disapproved. You pay for dessert. Great Miss Bobby quote. All expense reports had to go under her. So anyway, we were all at Bobby's house. I said, you think we're going to have school tomorrow? I said, watch this. And I called Bud mm-hmm. Steele at WMAL. And I asked, school in Fairfax County tomorrow? Let me check. Nope. And so that was...
Correct?
I was always a little sneaky. I weaseled the newsroom direct number to WMAL. That
or
was pretty cool.
Or a radiophile.
Well, that too. But I mean, they
Your
sort
entire
of...
life.
They walk hand
Watch
in
this.
Hand.
Watch this. I'm going to call the radio and then stalk the radio and then work at the radio.
That's right. And never get laid. All through high school. Because I'm calling WMAL. So, that said, no school in Loudoun County. Delayed closures. And of course, keep your dial locked here to this podcast for all your school closings.
Yeah, your time delayed podcast.
Mike used to say that when they would have a big snow day, that he and Don would love it because they would just sit back and just let the news guy read closings over and
really?
Over and over again and then play a record.
But wasn't, I feel like.
This is in their early top 40
days. I
don't
know enough about Don, but I know enough about the 80s.
Right.
But wasn't, like, you didn't really have to have snow to have snow days.
Now you
every day was
you
a snow day.
Cut that out. How dare you? You said you had a business proposition.
I did.
What is it?
Oh, God. You are smooth transitions, B-Wack.
Well, you're the one.
All right, snow days.
See, when you're handed these ingredients, what can you do?
Speaking of ingredients,
yes.
Thank you. I was...
I'm not baking again.
Well?
Oh, no, really?
It's Sunday morning.
Yes.
At 7:30 a.m., I get I'm taking an Uber to our M Street Studios because we're building a big control room there. That's a different story.
M Street.
M Street.
There was a movie in 1930 with Peter Lorre called M, so I'm
M
saying
Street.
That's right.
By the way, Dahlia, if you're listening, you should work more at M Street. I'm telling you. Because
why?
I walk over to that Wegmans.
I'm busy.
I walk over to that Wegmans. It's all GW kids.
Okay.
And I'm like, I wonder where Dahlia is. I'd love someone to run cable with me. That'd be great.
Bring her on in.
Open a studio, they said. Run cable all the time, they
sure,
said.
Sure, be happy all day.
Oh,
they'll love it. Yeah.
So it is working out. But
right.
On a Sunday morning, not so much.
No, and you know what? It's sort of a dull time in the city.
It's adult time in the city. So, and at that point, my wife had already left because she was going to a different scenario, like a different shoot.
My wife.
And she has the truckster, the family truckster. I can't believe I just said that. Blow my brains out. What has happened?
No good. Who's making the dad jokes now?
Oh, God. You're better than this Oscar. You are.
Your crossover vehicle that everyone in the DC area has.
I'm better than this.
No, okay. You're right about at that level.
The Volvo is gone, so I need an Uber XL.
Fancy.
Yes. So I take the Uber XL.
Why are you spending money like there's no tomorrow on the Uber XL?
Because I have to come here, pick up equipment on my own.
Oh, so you need the storage area.
And
I
then
see.
I have to load the car on my own and then get back to him and unload it on my own.
You mean Ruben's not going to help?
Well, I don't. Look, I know
Ruben.
Everybody thinks I'm a monster like Maddie is in her relationship, but...
Yeah, you are the Maddie of Podcast Village, even though Maddie works here.
As we learned yesterday, Maddie's ledger of IOUs is longer than Scrooge McDuck's. Look Maddie, that up if you don't get that.
Masiello and Marley.
Mellon Bank and Masiello Bank.
That's it, exactly.
Oh, my God. Look. I don't like calling people in on Sunday unless it's Rob Ford.
Right.
Because Rob Ford's our NFL guy, and he is part of that equation.
Okay. Can I just sidebar? Yes. What do you mean he's your NFL guy?
Well, he has the most sports prowess on our core team outside of Travis Thomas or Santana Moss.
Right. Even more than Pony?
How is this possible? Yes.
What causes
and
this?
And Travis Thomas works at NBC Sports.
That's true. And you really couldn't call Santana or Travis on Sunday.
We all work together.
Right.
And by the way, we are Santana's, he's our client. I'm not calling a client for help. I'm calling Rob Ford.
Exactly.
Right? So.
He's going to come in with his various viruses.
But he's sick.
Yeah,
so
he is.
So it's just me doing all of this.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So I spend a lot of time with a Super XL driver.
Right.
Super nice.
Let's call him Ruben.
I think his name was Paul.
Okay.
Well, how are you doing?
No, Paul, like Paulie Paul.
Oh, hey, why are you doing here?
You said you had one crate. Why do five crates?
Hey, I'm the lead singer of the Beatles here.
Yes, you start a band?
Different Paul.
You said you're a co-founder. You don't have people working for you?
Sunday is just Monday light.
You look like you got a week back. You got a week back?
Yeah, call Dahlia.
Let me pick these up for you.
Yeah. Isles of wire.
Yes. These Pelican cases, they fly or they ride?
What are they, boys?
After that shtick is done.
That is.
He says, I just do this on the weekends. I'm like, really? I do this every weekend because my life is terrible. And he says, I have a food truck.
Ooh.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then I said, oh. And I love talking business.
Sure.
I don't care what time. And if I can help, maybe awesome. If not, not. Listeners have called me and I've talked to them about their business just because they, because I want to help. I want to help. And
it's,
give
you know
what?
Honestly, and I say a lot of stuff about you. Business is your passion.
Yes.
You love to see an idea blossom and turn into
even
something.
Even if it does not, especially when it does not benefit me.
That seems
That's
to
my be, entire life.
Seems to be the trend.
Fine. I'm fine with that.
Miles of wire.
Yes. So I say to
Paul.
I say to Paul, like the 800 degree type of pizza truck.
So
then he and what I didn't realize about Paul, because then I said, look, I'm not going to tell you something you don't know because he just opened it up. I said,
right.
You just got to figure out what your cost of goods are and what your waste is and what you're not. And he goes, I used to run a few restaurants. And he used to work at a Michelin star restaurants.
Okay.
So I was like, he goes, I'm on top of it.
Right.
And I'm like sitting there, I'm like, who do I know that's into food? Doesn't like working, but would allow someone else to actually sell his cakes.
Now, before you proceed with this, to say I don't like work.
Oh,
is,
no, I'm not talking. First of all, you're thinking, well, I'm talking about you all of a sudden.
Well, I thought maybe.
Okay, you don't like unnecessary effort.
True, but who does if it's unnecessary?
This guy.
Yeah, well, that's a problem.
Yeah,
you know
problem.
What that is? That's an issue.
That's
an issue. And Paul will tell you this.
Yes, yes.
But okay, but yeah, go ahead. Yes, I'm listening.
So I'm like, I know a man who's got world-renowned fruitcakes.
Aha!
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 Aha! Do you ever think about giving dessert with your pies? No pun intended.
Uh-huh.
And he goes, those pelican cases, do they fly or do they ride? So he said no, and I stopped talking, and we got to our destination, and he unpacked the car for me very, very nicely, and we moved on with our lives.
It was very nice of you to at least, it's always nice to be thought of. Yeah.
But what I thought about was this. What if all of this went up in smoke?
Okay.
What if Mike had the coronary, Maddie moved to California.
Because he had the coronary?
No, just because she was eventually, that was her, long play. Yeah, her long play. Anyways, because she was finally getting paid back so she could afford to move them and then charge her boyfriend again for the move.
Yes, Mr. Mack, your tennis court is ready.
Yes, yes, yes.
We finished paving it. The lines are straight.
Here's
Mr.
the
Mack.
Venmo for the color I wanted. on the courts.
That's right. So, honey, your new album is wonderful.
50-50. That's how we do it.
That's how it's always been. It's always been, John Mack.
I do. I am happy we're in a place in this society now where we could make fun of the woman or the young lady on our team for being cheap with
I love
her boyfriend.
It. Because you know,
it's usually the guy, right?
It was 18 months before she even smiled. She used to scare the hell out of me. When she used to run video from in here, I really thought the English might have been her second language. I'm doing my best
she's from
stuff
Denmark.
Here. Yeah, she's like, I don't get it.
So
mirthless.
I said, okay, Pony will always be here. God bless him.
Yeah.
I hope. And I said, all right, so it's BWAC. It's, we'll have this show.
Yes.
In some incarnation, like God willing. Cool. And I said, all right, so we do this in the morning.
Then what?
And then we have a fruitcake truck. And three fruitcakes get in that truck, and they drive around the city.
Okay, now here's something. I know a little bit about the food truck business.
No. Fruitcake truck.
Okay, but let's look at the grand scheme of things. The food truck business, all right? I know someone who had a marvelous college career and left a high-paying job to run a food truck, and he's doing very well. However, it is a very seasonal business. It is locational.
Seasonal?
And you see, the thing is, you're really – fruitcake is not going to move in the summertime.
Well, that's – there are Christmas stores that thrive year-round in Massachusetts.
Why would you say Massachusetts?
Because that's where I saw it.
Okay, well, there's
on
also
my way to Cape Cod. I said that thing's open 24 all year round calendar.
And you pass them on the way to Ocean City.
Yeah.
The Christmas Mouse.
But
stupid
what
Christmas
if
mouse.
Our fruitcake truck
right.
looks like our fruitcake packaging?
You mean a big brown box that says fruitcake
no,
on it?
The foil wrapping.
Oh, okay.
With the wheels.
Okay.
And the top, which is a skylight for us while we're in the truck.
But it's actually big. It's bigger than the fruitcake.
It's big.
So it's not 6 inches long.
Yeah, and there's no seepage. Or there could be for graphic effect.
Well, it might also have a coolant leak.
But imagine this.
Okay.
You're riding along the streets of Northwest.
Yes.
Or maybe we're crossing the bridge of Virginia or Maryland.
Mm.
And you see what looks to be like a fruit truck, but it's a fruitcake.
And it's just
rolling across
a modified van of sorts. Like I'm thinking like the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile.
Yeah.
I'm thinking
I'm talking about your traditional food truck size. Not even smaller than that.
Okay.
And it looks like there's foil on the side.
Well, it's perfect branding.
And then
branding.
There are wheels.
Perfect branding.
And imagine being on the Key Bridge and then on the northbound lane.
Right.
A fruitcake literally driving by you, and it's got the three of us.
I love it. I think it sounds fantastic.
And wouldn't it be a treat outside of the fruitcake season to extend the season year-round? And if they want it, no big deal, because they hold.
They do keep, and you know what? Here's the deal. The summertime thing served with a scoop of ice cream. Because that's summer.
Now we're thinking.
Right, right.
Now we're thinking.
And in the wintertime, the warm vanilla sauce.
Do me a favor, Pony, right now. Go in and buy Fruitcake Truck on whatever squatting sites you buy them on.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's GoDaddy.
Fruitcaketruck.us.
No. If you've got a .us, I disrespect you. Splurge. Go net.
I think that NBC bought thisis.us for their show This Is Us. But that's the last time it was effective.
That's pretty good.
Fruitcaketruck.com.
Okay. Now, I know that we have a huge video coming out to promote the the fruitcakes, and thank you to Maddie Maciel.
It did a wonderful job producing it.
Who put it together. It looks awesome. I saw the first cut. We'll have something out, I think, within 24 hours here. Just getting Mike, sign off. And Mike will be hopefully be back on Thursday of this week.
Mm-hmm.
Let me get Maddie's take first while Pony's looking to our URL.
Maddie's take.
Let's say you don't move to Cali.
Right.
Are you?
Can we safely say that?
That's pretty safe assumption.
Are you willing to be, are you in on our fruitcake truck?
I'm 100% in. 50-50 profits, though.
Wow.
That's what I got to say.
All done, no.
So we're splitting 50 and she gets 50?
No, but this it's a rude move.
I know
it's
you
a
have,
rude move.
No, no. You know what? You're the business manager, but I know numbers and that's not great.
No, it's a rude move on her end. First rude off, move. We'll pay her on Venmo. Okay. We'll do it as a transaction. She'll get taxed on that. We're not going to say it's a gift or splitting pies.
Lots
I'm sure like they're not going to figure that out in the future. When people tell me to send them Venmo payments, but put some sort of comment that says, I love you or something, so it doesn't look like it's a payment for services.
I know.
I'm like, really? You don't think they're going to figure that out in the long run?
Well, I think with Rob Ford, he just wants the love.
Okay, so you like the premise, you like the idea.
Yeah, and I love food trucks. I think it's going to be very fun.
What we have to do is we have to be adjacent to something that is entree-oriented, because what people do is they get something and they say, I want something sweet now.
Pies and cakes.
Exactly.
Mm. Right, can you do pizza with fruitcakes?
Yes, of course.
Or is that savory and sweet?
Well, yeah, because of course that's just dinner and dessert is what that is.
Could we go like?
And of course, fruitcake has its sort of a talent into the Italian culture. But, you know, the panettone.
Oh, like on a panettone, but the exactly. Bolivian panettone.
Mm-hmm. BP.
Matt Bloom.
Yes, sir.
Pony boy.
On the scene, Matt's take.
I know.
You have the site yet?
You hate leaving home. Mm-hmm. You love bikes. You like your computers.
Yes.
You could be our IT guy. You could track the truck, make sure it's moving, make sure that we're.
Oh, I want him in the truck for customer service.
Well, I mean, he's exactly. Not front of house. He's back of house.
Okay.
Back of truck. do you find this? This is worst case scenario. This is like a backup plan.
Yes.
I think this is a pretty good idea.
Really?
I like it. Yeah, okay. And I'm already thinking, you know, you do the ice cream idea, like scoop a rum raisin. That would be perfect on a fruit cake.
Dude, the rum raisin's in the cake. You need vanilla ice cream. Yes. Cheaper ice cream. More, more, more. More money, more money, more money.
Cha-ching.
Okay. Now, this is crucial.
Okay. We're not making the cakes in the van.
No,
by
and
the
again,
way.
This is look. If we get the EMP and
I'm down with EMP, you know me,
and life changes,
right?
But I'm just thinking Plan C.
Okay.
Okay. So we got the fruitcake truck.
C for cake.
Pony runs logistics out of back of house, which is actually in his house, and then we've got Maddie in the truck, you in the truck, me in the truck.
Right.
Who is driving?
Well, Maddie won't let me drive.
Maddie.
Rob is a terrible driver.
There you go.
Are you really that bad?
I didn't think I was that bad the two times we drove together. One time I forgot to put my side view mirrors out.
We were like 15 minutes into a drive, and he didn't look in his mirrors until then.
Oh.
And he realized that they were tucked in the side of his car.
Yeah, well, it was a thin parking spot that we had left.
15 minutes.
15. Hey, but I saved it. I got him out there. Hey, and no
wrecks. So you're out.
Yeah, and besides, you know what?
You can't drive. You got the magic hands.
And also, I'm a people person.
You are.
You know
front of house.
I'm going to definitely make a one cake sale into a two cake sale.
You can take two cakes.
They say, you know what? You would like? Don't you want to double up that supersize?
Again, this is not. This is just in fantasy land. God, we're all two bad breaks away from a different option.
As a matter of fact, I picked up a new technique at the Kennedy Center this weekend.
Yes,
they say. Ah, in the collector's cup?
Oh, I bought that. F.U. collector's cup. $30 later.
I'll have a fruitcake in the collector's cup.
Okay, so you can't drive.
No, no.
Maddie, you have road rage issues.
I do, yeah. That,
and she doesn't
that
do bridges.
Well.
And we're a town of bridges.
Yeah.
She won't see him from the back of the truck.
That's true. Well, if she's driving, she'll see him, though.
There's something about me. And look, this is... I for
Hold it. You know, this whole thing started that you don't have a car. Is this just so we can buy you a car and you can drive around? You've systematically eliminated everyone in the company to drive. And now all of a sudden I say, well, I'll drive the big foil car. I'm Oscar.
Well, that my record has is turned a corner.
Yes.
No points on my license. I think we get a solid rate.
And also, this is not. There's not going to be a lot of highway. You're more of a highway issue oriented driver. If we're just driving around town, you're going to be okay.
Oh, I'm best at around
the
town.
The best.
Now,
when we hit all the clubs,
there is part of me that says another Latin guy driving the food truck.
Well, not him.
Oh, it's me.
Yeah, but I'm
saying like just.
But if you say, I thought you were saying if it's not you, then another Latin
guy.
No,
I don't want another Latin guy, including me, driving a food truck.
Because I'm not doing Adrian ever.
He's totaled like three cars.
Yeah, and stupid Hampton Inn keeps giving him these big vans.
And then he leaves.
He's driving
them.
Yeah, and he's driving them on the rims. It's not okay.
Where's the van? $4.95. Yeah.
Don't worry, I'm okay.
Ubered here.
We weren't worried, Adrian.
Okay. So I'm the driver.
Right.
All right.
Yeah, well, you know, we won't like dress you in native garb. You won't be screaming.
There's no name. There's nothing.
It's not like we're going to put you in a sombrero.
I just would like to stop perpetuating a stereotype.
Unless it brought in business. What are those things you put over your shoulders? A serape?
Sure. A poncho?
No, the thing, it's almost like a blanket.
A blanket.
Is it a serape?
A serape. I don't know about a serape.
Hit serape.com.
Can you eat the jumping beans? Because that would be a great topping.
I don't think you can eat jumping beans.
No. I don't think the culture should be a part of.
And we have to focus on what we know.
What we know.
Yeah.
And if we just sell cakes, mm-hmm. isn't really ice cream. Aren't we just a dessert truck at that point?
Well, yeah. But I mean, what you have to do is, how do you separate yourself from all the other fruitcake trucks?
That's why I want him to buy the URL. Did you get the URL?
Have we lost it?
We already have it.
Oh, okay, thank God. Thank God.
We're safe.
But you see, what we have, Oscar, you know this from being in business school. The secret is the fruitcake, but the money's in the upsell.
Okay.
The ice cream is an upsell.
That's upsell. Is the fruitcake.
And $2 bottles of water.
Is fruitcake truck too long of a URL?
No. Mm-mm. Why you want to go with FCT? See if it's available. I'm sure
it is.
Isn't
that the Federal Trade Commission?
That'd be the Federal Commission Trade.
Oh, my bad.
FTC is the other. A lot of those three-letter URLs are still available because the internet's new.
What about FT Truck? Or does that sound more like the Bang Bus?
Well, that's FT Truck. What is it? Fruit Take Truck?
Oh, I'm sorry. Fruitcake Truck.
FC Truck.
FC. That definitely sounds like a sex site.
Yeah. No, I think Fruitcake Truck is fine.
I just want a shorter URL.
Okay. A mini URL.
FC Truck?
FC truck definitely sounds sexy.
F cake truck.
That sounds like a real problem sex site. Maddie's nodding. Thank you, Maddie, for being the conscious
of it. Not safe for work.
Not
safe for work.
NSFW fruitcake truck.
What's another word for conveyance, truck or mobile?
Well, you just said two of them. Car, truck, vehicle.
Shorter.
Well, okay. I'm working on
shorter.
It doesn't get shorter than car.
Fruitcake to go?
That's
fruitcake. FC two, the number two, go.
I don't want to put a number in on our URL.
Why?
Because they're going to get it wrong.
Oh, you could buy both.
Yeah, you could, and then have it go mirrored and point to it, right?
Or it's on demand. That's Postmates, so I could do that.
How about fruitcake to go, fruitcake to you?
Fruitcake to you, no.
We bring you the black walnuts.
That's so long. That makes no sense.
It really doesn't.
Honey, but what do we got? What do we
there's
got?
There's no wrong. There's no wrong answer. And when you
what do you Pony, you actually like F cakes truck?
Oh, F-cake or F-truck. Sounds great. I'd say to say F-truck.
God, this man's got a problem.
Let's do it.
Sorry, Maddie.
Finally
continue.
Found something to get him out of his apartment.
He's like,
the F-truck. I'm in the F-truck. Wrapping in foil.
Mads, what do you think?
What about the Fruitcake Express?
And we make it look like a train.
Oh, damn!
Thank you.
That's pretty effing good. You know what?
And every Christmas, you can only hear the bell. Because it's the Fruitcake Express.
No, we're year round.
We are.
What are you going to do the rest? This man does not like to work.
No. I was making an allusion to the Polar Express. All right, that's all. It's, of course, it's all year round.
Fruitcake Express.
The Fruitcake Express, but we also get Fruitcake Truck. And then also
by FC Express.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And F Truck.
Can we start the goddamn show?
F Truck.biz.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Our driveway snowed in.
Old Man Winter.
That's right. I fill your driveways with ice and snow. What are you going to do about it? Nothing. That's what...
Stop.
Mr. Plow!
Get out, you lousy season.
All right, I'm going. My head hurts. I have to lie down for a while.
Yay!
Hello, I'm Mr. Plow. Are you tired of having your hands cut off by snow blowers and the inevitable heart attacks that come with shoveling snow?
Uh-huh.
Then call Klondike 53226. Call now and receive a free T-shirt.
But I'm a real tightwad. Can I afford this remarkable system?
Absolutely. My prices are so low, you'll think I've suffered brain damage.
You are fully bonded and licensed by the city, aren't you, Mr. Plow?
Shut up, boy.
Ah!
So remember, call Mr. Plow. That's my name. That name again is Mr. Plow. Well, John Q. Driveway has our number. Now we play the waiting game. No, the winning game sucks. Let's play Hungry Hungry Hippos.
Freeze frame!
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, here's Rob.
Freeze frame because of the snow pony. Live from
Snow Ponies.
Snowponies.com. Grab it. While we're shopping, you might as well grab it. Live from the Podcast Village Studios in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., this is the Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show, or TMOS to our friends, is a worldwide podcast and radio show with a family of listeners who are unrivaled for their love and support of this program. If you are a first-timer, sit back, relax, and prepare to be entertained. And for our longtime friends, thank you from the bottom of our hearts for spreading the word every day about TMOS from Asbury Park, New Jersey, to Concord, Massachusetts, from Longmont, Colorado, to Midlothian, Virginia, from Thousand Oaks, California, to Kalamata, Greece. TMOS is on the air and everywhere, so let's get started with a word from Cornerstone.
Woo!
I love talking about them because they're friends.
Absolutely.
Good guys. And if your New Year's resolution is to buy a home, you need to listen up. Housing affordability is at a record high. Right now, Oscar, it's cheaper to buy a home than it is to rent.
True story.
Think about this. It's cheaper. With the historically low interest rates and low down payment options, experts say it's 30% cheaper to buy a home than throw your money away on rental payments. Because remember, when you write a rent check, it's gone.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. You buy a house, you're buying something. Exactly. Furthermore, with the limited inventory, experts are predicting the spring housing market will start this month. So with snow coming, spring is on the way. You need to work with the experts at Cornerstone First Financial. Whether a purchase or refinance, no matter what you want to do, they can do it for you. Just call my friend, Mark Livingstone, who has all the programs. And with their low rate guarantee, you can't go wrong. It's so easy and they're so nice. Call 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. Or check the web at cornerstonefirst.com. That's cornerstonefirst.com. Cornerstone First Financial, personal attention from application to closing.
Getting some mixed reviews on our our plan C.
Did you check the instant feedback during the break?
In the Podcast Village lobby.
Yeah.
Someone said.
The Villageverse?
They said, I hope you go with Express because if you buy fcaketruck.com, that's going to bring you a different type of audience.
Well, you know what? People like different things.
Yeah. And then someone
Herb's got to eat too.
That's right.
And then someone else
even
said,
the grossest creep loves cherries.
And then somebody else said, what about FK truck? And I said, I don't know if that's going to work.
FK? Yeah. Now we're spending for cake with a K because what? It's funnier?
Yes.
I don't know. No, we got to take it seriously.
Plan C.
Plan C. We'll get it done. We'll get it done. And while we're talking.
Plan K.
Because that's funny.
No.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Plan C for cake. Oh. Plan F.
A bit that's gone too long. Let's move on.
No, before we put the button on it, two things that actually are 100% true and you must understand. I want to thank the U.S. Postal Service and particularly Sharon Bailey, listener number Sharon Numero Bay. A, who not only arranged for the pickup of the fruitcakes to ship out on time.
It's one of the sweetest ladies we've met as part of our Team West audience.
And she actually helped with the packaging of the cakes. The U.S. Postal
She'll
Service.
She'll just stop by to say hello because she's doing business in the area.
She is awesome, and I thank the USPS because they, if you got your fruitcake in your hand, that's because of the United States Postal Service. Yep. It's an awesome system, and we do appreciate it. Also, for those of you who were wise enough to get the super deluxe fruitcake package that came with the pleasant packaging and the beautiful ornament, which, by the way, the collectible ornament is gorgeous. The card that was hand-signed by all of us, I want you all to know, was designed by my daughter.
We buried the lead.
We did. We didn't mention this until now. And she, all I said to her, she was home. It was over Thanksgiving.
There's a hot call. Say, hey, who do we know that's talented, that we haven't used yet, that we haven't exposed to the world, that could do something different, something new? And he said, I know somebody. And I'm like, oh, I don't want to deal with your rando.
It was an absolute, it was a Napoleon Dynamite sigh from you.
He's like, and then Shannon said, no, he's talking about Julia.
Yeah.
And then you said, yes. And then yes.
And it was so great. She says, what do you need? I'm busy. I'm in finals. I'm making a.
I did not hear this part.
No, she said, I called her and she said, Dad, I've got finals. I got all this stuff to do. I have to make a dress out of Beanie Babies. I said, be this as it may.
I'm just trying to pay for college.
That's
Julia.
Just, you know, you're there.
I'm just trying to help you out. You know, trying to help you out.
All that goofball stuff I do every day for 90 minutes, that's buying the Beanie Babies, baby. Baby. But,
a Beanie's Baby dress.
It looked great.
A Beanie Baby's dress.
She had to submit not only the dress, but a photo of her, like, posing in it.
Can I get that? Can we get that?
I'll show you pictures. Please? Yeah, it was on.
It's probably really warm.
You should sell clothes. You should sell clothes for a living. Buy this dress.
This
it's really
London fog
warm.
Is lined with Beanie Babies.
It turned out really cool. But amongst that, she says, what do you need? I said, I need a graphic for our Christmas card. And she says, what do you want? I said, I don't know. Block letters that say TMOS. It was her idea.
You know what? You're a great art director. Let me tell you.
Well, no, I wanted to keep it simple. And then she said, well, it's going with the fruitcakes, right? And it's, And it's like 90 minutes later. She sends it to me in three different color choices.
Aww.
She designed the fruitcake, the message, and
the
whole deal.
A real graphic artist.
She is a real graphic artist. And I will say it once and be done with it. Carrying on the proud SPIWAC tradition of having a 4.0 grade point average at college. So, atta girl, Julia. I love you. You'll never hear this, but I love you. So there's that.
Oh, that's sweet.
But and the card is great.
In the future, we should have her sign.
I was shocked that she didn't because she normally does put her little.
Did she not sign?
Quite on purpose? Okay.
Because she's ashamed of us. This lowbrow cake card.
No, it's not. Maybe it's like
she wants to attach herself to.
Maybe it's like going to like a cosplay convention where, you know, you can get the signature, but it's a $10 for flats. She usually signs. I will. I will.
Tonight, whenever.
I will. Because all that stuff that she was selling.
Because you would sign it.
Well, all the stuff she signed on Etsy,
that's
she personalized.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, did she just not? What she said? Oh man, I don't want people to know I'm part of this.
Deny. 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 So
thank
you, Julia.
Thank you, regardless.
Thank you, U.S. Postal Service. And thank you for listening. When we come back, I'm going to break Oscar's heart. It's the Mike O'Mara Show. We'll be right back.
Un, deux, trois, quatre.
Time now for fun with languages. Today we speak French. Oh, the French champagne is celebrated for its excellence.
Ah, le champagne français est célébré pour son excellence.
The Mike O'Mara Show is celebrated for its laughter.
Le Mike O'Mara Show est célèbre pour ses éclats de rire.
Your subscription to the TMOS Bonus Show is a celebration of both excellence and laughter.
Votre abonnement au spectacle bonus TMOS est une célébration de l'excellence et du rire.
It's your passport to the ass-port.
C'est ton passeport pour le port du cul.
Zoubi zoubi zou.
Kiss kiss to you all.
But I could not come up with a picture of the dress yet. I'll have it for you before the end of the show. You could fit into that dress with ease if you use Noom.
Noom!
Noom! You see, getting in shape doesn't have to be about losing a specific amount of weight or a magic number on the scale. That's why we all love Noom, because everyone is different. Noom adjusts to your lifestyle. Noom helps users learn to develop a new relationship with food through personalized courses. They actually use psychology.
It works.
It does. Charlie!
No, it's not just Charlie.
Charlie's a Noom guy.
The people that actually use the app and they walk through it, this is not about, hey, I'm going to get skinny for 3 months and gain it all back. It's about really helping you understand what you're doing, your triggers, the food you eat, and why you're eating it.
It gives you the tools.
It's really cool.
Noom figures out what you're doing wrong and then helps you figure out how to undo that behavior.
Without making you feel like an idiot.
No. There's no shaming. It's not a diet. It's an easy-to-stick-to way of life. And in just 10 minutes a day, it'll change the way you live. The best thing about Noom, Mike talks about it all the time, and I love this too. If you can track what you eat, it's easy to lose weight. And they have one of the greatest food reference guides out there. Everything is there at a glance. Food tracking made easy. You're going to love it. I love it. Oscar loves Noom, and Carla, I hear, has never looked better. Again, I'm not going to lay that kind of compliment on someone else's wife. But I hear she looks great.
Smoking.
Take it easy, buddy. You don't have to change it all in one day. Small steps make big progress. So sign up for your trial today at Noom, Noom.com/TMOS. What do you have to lose? Visit Noom.com/TMOS to start your trial today. Noom. That's Noom.com/TMOS. So I said I teased it that I'm going to break your heart. I actually don't think you're going to be all that sad about it, but as we were praising Julia, she did something very nice for me along with her brother for Christmas. This was a total surprise. Their gift to me and my mom was a pair of tickets to go see My Fair Lady at the Kennedy Center. I know it was going to be our day.
That's our thing.
I know. I'm sorry, buddy.
How could I be Broadway Oscar if I only go to one Broadway show and one Broadway movie, which is terrible, by the way?
You should go see it anyway.
Cats and Cats.
Did you see Cats the movie?
In the theater.
Oh, hold on. Stop.
Meow.
Stop the music. Stop the music. You saw that disaster?
Well, I wasn't cheating because that's not what we were supposed to do.
No, I'm the one who cheated. I'm just marveling that you saw that thing that is the most horrifying thing I have seen on a screen since The Exorcist.
Well,
and you paid to go see it?
I'm fresh off my Cats at the Kennedy Center, not Broadway.
Right.
But it was the traveling
counts. It counts.
Right?
It counts.
What is it? Who's the guy who... Edward R. Murrow,
Andrew Lloyd Webber. Edward R. Murrow is not even three names. It's a middle initial. Edward James Olmos and Cats.
No.
G. Gordon Liddy and Cats.
Michael S. O'Mara.
Why does the one cat sound like Morgan Freeman?
The movie.
Yes. It's a disaster.
I thought it could make more sense.
The
play makes no sense.
But the Jellicle Cats, Oscar. But the thing is that the movie.
Isn't it Angelical?
No, I think it's just Jellicle. I think it's a pun on angelic. But the thing is this never movie, I have not seen reviews on a mainstream release. I've not seen reviews this bad in my lifetime.
Okay. How do I put this? This, I feel like this movie,
the adaptation of the Broadway classic.
Yes, Frank Lloyd Wright's.
No, it's Frank Lloyd Wright's an architect. You're looking at Lord Andrew Lloyd Webber.
Is it Lord Andrew Lloyd Webber?
Yes. Yes.
It's or Lord. Or is it Andrew Lloyd Webber?
But he's a Lord now. He's been knighted as such.
Okay.
Lord Andrew Lloyd Webber.
This guy's movie.
Right.
But not his movie. It was an adaptation.
Yeah, but he's still counting those checks.
I couldn't get over seeing a late night talk show as a cat.
Oh, James Corden.
Couldn't do it.
You think Letterman would do it?
I felt like just because you can sing in cars and you have the success.
Now, you've seen it, so I have to ask.
Yeah.
Do you feel that it was stunt casting? Like to get him, is it there
I know
to
what
get
stunt casting
people
together? Is. Do big names to be part of something that would be.
There's a lot of
this
people.
This was supposed to be iconic.
Well, there was a lot of people in there. I mean, big names, big voices in there. And Jennifer Hudson, apparently.
Yeah. If you get a call from the producers of Cats the movie, and your agent doesn't take that call and doesn't realize that this could be a just moneymaker forever.
Sure.
And he does not ask you to either, go for it, not rehearsal, it's
audition.
Audition.
Right.
Then as an agent, I would not be doing my job.
Right.
Because you see me, you have all the ingredients for something successful to happen.
It should have been huge. It really should have been huge.
The only reason I think people signed on for this was like, oh, there's been a 30-year run of this thing on Broadway.
Sure.
It's got to succeed. It's got a built-in audience, just like a franchise.
Mm-hmm. Iconic.
So I got to be a part of it. If the people that are in this movie had seen the play recently,
yeah,
I think they would have thought twice.
Because it came off as dated? Or
because it didn't make sense in the actual theater, and it made less sense in the actual movie theater.
Okay. So you were hoping that it would answer questions?
Something. Something.
So that's
and
sad.
Some of the movie seemed like... I guess it. What's the best way to put this? A Rubik's Cube.
Okay.
Right? Even though it's hard and they're like now hacks on YouTube to make it, to put all the everything together, it's still all in one cube.
Well, I used to disassemble mine.
Okay. But you see it.
But I know
a
what
puzzle,
you mean. Yeah.
But all the pieces are in front of you.
Yeah.
I think
the solution is just inches away at all times.
I think what makes the play, and again, I'm no critic, I'm a one off Broadway hack.
For now, you're learning. Yes. You're learning.
I think what makes it beautiful is that, or makes it, I guess, palpable at this point.
Yes.
On stage is that everything's happening on stage in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
When you take that and adapt it to the movie and you have different scenes.
Yes.
And different tight shots that don't look like they're on the same stage at times.
Well, also, that's one of the things about theater is that the movie tells you what you have to look at. Your perspective is drawn to what the camera is on. On a stage, you can be looking around and seeing.
I'm looking for who's scurrying for the next position.
You're looking at it like a director.
Right?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm like, where's the cat with the tight jeans? That's not the one I mean. You know, it's one of them's wearing leather jeans. He's flamboyant. I don't know, but I was looking for him where he was going to pop out.
I like the notion of you calling him a cat like you would do it in the 50s. Hey, where's that cat with the
literally
tight jeans?
A cat.
Hey, that cat, daddy-o.
Yeah, because he would always come out of the blue or slide in.
Sure.
I was like, man, he's got to be wearing knee pads.
Well, wow, this is... You're not going to get that in the movie.
Well, I'm just saying, how do you slide so far and not get, like, a knee burn?
Well, he's a professional.
Yeah, very true.
He's union. So you saw the Cats movie. Thumbs up, thumbs down. I won't even ask for a rating.
I went because...
Did you go by yourself?
No, I went with my mom because my mom, I thought it was going to be something classy to go to because I was like, all right, mom, let's go see Cats.
I bet she called it an American movie and hated it.
Gatos.
Let's go see Gatos.
That's Gatos. No, I think she was going to go see An American Tale, something that was
with a
Disney movie.
That's American
Mouse. And she walked out. She walked out. As confused as I was.
Yeah, I can imagine.
And she said, no me gusta los gatos.
What is that? That's something about cats.
I don't like the cats. And I said, well, mom, do you want to go to Whataburger? Because they have this here on the West Coast. We can go in and out. It's a little 10 minutes away.
Yeah.
What can we sneak away with to forget this just happened?
So she didn't like it. So, okay, while we're talking movies,
there was more texting in that theater that I didn't
bet.
Mind.
I bet.
They weren't writing reviews.
Now, did you see Rise of Skywalker?
Yes, I did.
As did I. Your mm-hmm. thoughts?
I thought if you're a Star Wars fan, you might have been disappointed because everything was slammed, I guess, a full conclusion, this full, what, 9 film.
Yeah, the 9.
This legacy.
Mm-hmm.
These chapters had to come to a consensus.
A suitable resolution.
Suitable resolution in one film. This film was a great film. It would have been a fantastic film, even if you're a diehard Star Wars fan, if... It was 2 chapters or even 3.
Yeah, it was. There was a lot of stuff in it. And I do feel that I appreciated every ingredient that they jammed into this, but it did feel a little jammed in. However, that said, it was a lot of fun. Some great action
and
sequences.
And not the jam that you remember from Spaceballs.
No, different jam. So,
quick sidebar?
Yeah, please.
So my niece and nephew asked
You didn't take them to see Gatos, did you?
No. I took them to the...
Rise of Skywalker.
Yes.
Is it fun to see a movie in L.A.?
It's expensive.
So the answer is no.
I think it was like $205 for all of the concessions.
Every junior mint, each mint costs $1.25.
There's something about, and I don't remember being this douchey, and I love my niece and nephew.
Oh, I can remind you.
When my dad used to say, hey, what do you want from the concessions?
Right.
It wasn't like, what? 10 things.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Really?
It was, all right, what's not going to piss him off?
Yeah.
Like, what is the least expensive thing here that's not going to make my old man mad?
Well, you're looking at the difference there between your dad and a Tio, because the Tio is going to, you know,
yeah, so,
spoil you.
But Tio was in a hurry and didn't.
Tio wanted to see the previous.
Tio wanted to move on with life. So maybe you'll get some Mike and Ike's.
Yeah.
Please don't F me with like a $5 water.
Yeah.
Because you don't drink soda.
By the way, good gag for nieces and nephews is if you get two green Mike and Ike's and put them in your nose. Killer. Killer joke.
I think they're past that. This is what they're into. They're buying the big Bavarian pretzels. They're buying pizzas. They're buying hot dogs. They're buying $205 worth of food.
I'm not into the restaurant style dining at a movie theater.
Well, that's a backbreaker before we actually celebrate Christmas. Thanks for nothing.
The prime rib, please.
And to my brother, who didn't even offer his card. Salute to you. You're a doctor. You have two doctors in your family. I'm a podcaster.
But they didn't lean candy. I thought they'd lean candy because isn't
they
that
had
like
they had everything.
Because it's like a sugar-free household,
and
right?
You best believe when I got up and those lights came on in the theater,
yes.
I looked at all their plates.
And
if it wasn't done, I was going to be fired up. So the movie is worth seeing.
It is.
If you're a fan, if your kids have dragged you into it or you've caught up, it's worth seeing, I would say, in the theater.
I would too, absolutely.
But be prepared. It is long.
It is. Pee before you start.
But they explain it well, just not as well as Endgame if you're a Marvel fan, where they took all these movies and beautifully put them together in a nice package.
Yeah, but that was also, that was like a 9-hour movie, wasn't it?
That was planned out.
That was very well done.
But you never had a lull in Endgame.
Yeah.
Lots of lulls.
And not so many lulls.
Lots of waves.
Not so many lulls, I say. I'd say it's pretty good all the way through.
And if a Death Star, no spoiler alert, a part of it falls into the ocean, I don't think you're going to have the one piece sticking out that has something important in it.
Don't worry.
How do you say that? Spoiler alert. Bleep that. Mark that. You're an ass.
I am.
I don't care.
Jesus Christ.
We've been out for a month.
A month?
Couple weeks.
Still, people had holidays. Maybe their families didn't like Star Wars. Maybe they didn't want to make them spend $205 in concessions.
Also, bleep the words Mike and Ike's. Just for fun. I come back. I've got some thoughts on My Fair Lady. I think you should still see it.
I want to ask you about that. When you cheated on me. It's your family. They made you do it. I'm not shocked.
Yeah, it was, I got hemmed in. They said, we're going to do this, and we're going to start a food truck. It's all good. Back after this, it's the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, look, it's your buddy.
Hey, how's it going, my TMOS friends? This is your boy, Tomo. You probably haven't heard from me in a while because I've been deplatformed. I've been censored. Yeah, that's what happens when you love this country. They just cancel culture. Yo, well, the good news is TMOS is still spreading the message that the mainstream media wants to hear. Today's show is brought to you by foodprepper.darknet. They may have deplatformed us, but you still need to eat. All right. Well, if you need me, I'll be down in Florida in my bunker. Yo.
Yo. I don't even know how to spell that. Do you think he's shaving down there in Florida? Or is he just totally relaxing?
His body, just not his face.
Understood. Well, he needs to make the New Year's resolution that he can actually keep, which is Harry's.
Oh, perfect.
Resolve to manage your face and your finances because razors can be really expensive, but at only $2 a cartridge, Harry's saves you money all year round. New customers can get $5 off a Harry's trial set when you go to harrys.com/TMOS. Harry's is a return to the essential, quality craftsmanship at a fair price. They combined a simple ergonomic design with 5 sharp blades. And when I say sharp, I ain't kidding. And they stay sharp forever.
Oh, they do.
And I shave my head. I shave my face.
Just 2 days ago.
Yeah.
I already had a sharp razor.
Right.
And I knew I had had it for a month.
Sure.
So I took the blade and I said, I've got 6 others sitting right there in my medicine cabinet.
Yep. And you change it out?
I'm going to put it in, and I'm going to even, because this is how affordable it is. That one was still rocking.
Sure.
But I'm gonna go with a new guy.
Rockefeller.
No, yeah. I'm just saying it's affordable, so I'm gonna power up.
You should power up. It's good. You know what? They should take a page. Harry should run
copy. Like power up your razor.
Power up your face.
Your face.
Harry should run the concession stand at the movie theater. $2 for everything.
That could work.
Easy to go. They source their steel from Sweden, and they manufacture their blades in a world-class factory in Germany. And the best part, they cut out the middleman and ship directly to you. If you don't love your shave, Oscar, let them know, and they'll give you a full refund. They're glad to do it because everyone loves Harry's. Harry's has a special gift just for our listeners. New customers get $5 off a trial set at harrys.com/TMOS. You get everything you need to fall in love with Harry's. A 5-blade razor, a weighted handle. Oh, I love their handles. Foaming shave gel with aloe and a travel cover. Join the millions of guys who have already switched and go to harrys.com/TMOS to claim your offer. You will not look back.
Perfect.
Love it, love it, love it. So, my kids absolutely surprised me with tickets to see My Fair Lady. Now, this is a show that is special to me because it was my favorite play I did in high school. And I had...
And you were the tree?
I was the cat in the tight pants.
It slid right in.
No, I played Colonel Pickering, which is the lead is Henry Higgins, and it's his like associate, his buddy, his cohort.
Oh, just like you are to Mike.
Sort of, yeah. Sidekick. Remember when CBS fired me? My title on my papers, job sidekick.
Sidekick.
So I miss my
T-Mobile sidekick.
I know what I can do as far as that goes, but I had seen it at dinner theater, and I've seen the movie a lot of times. This, you know, 30 some years ago that
What's
I was
it
in
about?
It is about, you've actually probably seen, it's a very popular Hollywood trope. I think it's sort of reworked in She's All That, where they take a...
Great reference, by the way. Thank you for that. Something that's within the last 20 years.
They take a woman who is of low class and take her in... And
low class?
Yeah.
Isn't that more like Pretty Woman?
Well, no, this is not...
She's
not,
All That was like a dorky girl that became a hot girl.
This is what I'm saying, if you stay with me. Okay.
Say it.
Well, in My Fair Lady, she is a low-class flower-selling girl in the gutters of London, and they bring her in, train her to be a lady, and pass her off as a high-class woman.
Oh, so she wasn't selling her body, she was selling flowers.
Flowers, okay. Exactly. And it actually...
That's Pretty Woman.
That Pretty Woman is selling her body,
yeah.
Exactly. And I think it's the same as in She's All That, it's actually because of a bet.
Well, wasn't she really just selling companionship? Selling her body sounds just, you know, I don't think that's as respectful as selling companionship.
Well, we'd have to ask Gary Marshall, and sadly he has passed. We're done talking.
Back to your flowers.
So anyway, and I think like and She's All That, it's a bet. The professor and the character that I played, Colonel Pickering, have a bet that he can pass her off at the embassy ball as a high-class woman.
Ooh.
Okay? And the main thing that he does...
Like a debutante.
Yes, exactly. Well, he teaches it through the science of speech.
Was it set in the South or in Europe?
London.
Okay.
In London in probably like 1920s.
All right.
And
the Jack the Ripper days.
Exactly, but he wasn't there. He doesn't figure prominently into the story.
He's in a separate universe.
Yes. The Ripperverse.
Punch drunk today.
So the thing is that she has a Cockney accent.
What's
which
that
is
mean?
Sort of like the low class, low class British accent like this. And he has
That's
to teach,
like our Baltimore Billy.
Yeah, sort of, exactly. Yeah. And he has to teach her how to talk, you know, like a high class.
The King's English.
Exactly. And the whole movie is about that. And then, of course, they fall in love. It's a play, not a movie, I'm sorry. They fall in love and they come together at the end. But it has a marvelous score and... It's always exciting. When you saw Cats, they had a live orchestra, right?
Mm-hmm.
It is so cool when an orchestra is playing and they're performing the music live. It's just a thrilling thing. And if you've never seen a big musical like that where all the ingredients come together, it's really, really exciting.
I've never actually seen The Pit.
Okay.
Except for on television.
Right.
Because my seats are too far back.
Okay.
If you sit closer to The Pit,
mm-hmm.
can you look in The Pit?
You can, I mean, you could walk down and see. Actually, I was on the second balcony, I was second balcony, third row, which were great seats because there's a lot of dance numbers in this. And for a dance number, it's great to look down on it and see all the choreography going on. Really recognizable score. And the beauteous of the
beauteous, is that a word?
It was beauteous is a word, but okay. I didn't mean to say it. The beautiful thing was the scenery. They had a huge rotating piece for all the interior scenes.
It probably wasn't like that 20 years ago.
No. This is
new tech.
This is very new tech because anytime there was an interior scene, this sort of turntable or Lazy Susan came forward where it would rotate. So like if they went from a door from one room to another, the set was turning as they were going through the door.
Cool.
It was really awesome. And then
that is cool.
The turntable could pull back.
Same set, not a different one.
Right.
It just gave you that dimension.
And then they also flew scenery up and down, you know, for the exteriors. Band was fantastic. The talent was fantastic. But the only downplay I have is that it was a matinee. So as my father would say, we were among the blue hairs.
Oh, that's... But you're still at the Kennedy Center.
Kennedy Center
which is beautiful.
It was
day or night.
Opera House was the venue. It was because they have the Eisenhower Theater, which is the big one.
Yeah.
This is the Opera House. It's not quite as big, and it's more vertical, I think.
But all the way. Okay, so if
it's in the middle, I think.
So if you walk into the middle of the Kennedy Center and you're on the side that would face. The main entrance that faces the Potomac.
I know exactly how to tell you which theater this is. This is the one that the big head is in front of. The big Kennedy head.
Yes.
The big bronze head.
Okay, see, I've not been to them.
Yeah. And so that's more of a vertical. The Eisenhower Theater, I think, is longer.
That's the one I was in for the meow, the Getz meow.
The audio and the sound in this room, sensational.
Really?
Just really good. I think it's there for another week and a half. You should go see it. It is a really excellent presentation of one of the best musicals ever made.
We'll take a Shananan.
I think she would like it. She's there. As a matter of fact, she's in the production room.
Oh, she is?
Yeah.
Peach.
She's waving.
Oh, she's waving.
Going to have to talk.
Oh, she's not talking?
No.
All right, never mind. Move along.
Better yet, not talking.
Yeah, that's my life.
I will, though, my favorite quote does not come from the play. It was from one of the blue hairs that was standing outside waiting to buy the $20 glass of champagne.
Oh, it's so expensive.
It's terrible.
Did you get the Cats or the My Fair Lady collector's cup?
That she did ask me three times.
It's. I think it might be $40.
It was. This is how the conversation went. I did want a glass of champagne before the show because you're going to see a classy show.
$20,
exactly. Yeah. I said, I have a glass of champagne. And I knew full well that my mom, who was with me, she'd want a sip of champagne, but I don't want the whole thing. I don't want the whole thing. And then, you know, drinks half of it.
Yeah.
Right. So I said, I'll have a glass of champagne. She said, the Moët? I said, yes, the Moët. She says, collector's cup? I said, no. No collector's cup. She said, Moët Rosé? I said, no, Moët Brut. I said, Moët Brut. Collector's cup? I said, no. She said, would you like just the one? I said, yes, one Moët Brut.
Mm.
She said, collector's cup? I said, no collector's cup.
Is Shannon still in there?
She is.
All right, Shannon, are you on the mic yet? No?
Hello?
Oh, hello. This is as happy as I get in the morning.
Okay. That sounds nice.
Hello. Peach, do you want to go see My Fair Lady at the Kennedy Center?
Sure.
That's a no. All right. Thank you.
If you go.
I love you, though.
Yeah.
What about me? What am I, chopped liver?
No.
Thank you.
But she's not Broadway Shannon.
I can't think straight.
You got to go work? Okay. Thank you.
Love you.
Love you. Bye-bye.
She used to be very fond of me.
Or me.
I know.
Do you hear that? No.
My favorite quote of the whole day.
If anybody wants a stand-in wife to go be Broadway Oscar, please come along. I'll take a dude. Whatever you want.
That'll look good. You and a dude going to see My Fair Lady? I'm in. My favorite
Tony,
quote.
You want to go? No.
He'll go if My Fair Lady's in Fairfax.
I'll be in if it's in Fairfax.
My favorite quote were the two old ladies standing in line to get their champagne. One of them says, do you want some of your banana now or later?
Oh, my God.
And I'm thinking, not bad enough to bring a banana to the Kennedy Center, but if you're going to have some of it, that means there's an unpeeled banana somewhere
in
the theater.
Don't smuggle food into the Kennedy Center.
he was a great
We're
president.
We're better than that. Especially something with a peel that has to live in some sort of bag while the show is going on.
You want some of your banana?
God.
Blue hairs.
People.
And during intermission, the whole place smelled like orchids. Ladies, you don't need to wear all that perfume, okay? You're pretty, you're nice. Leave it in there. All right, we're back in a second.
Let's get to know our friend at KCJJ, Steve Bridges. Did you know that Steve has been on the air since 1965? That's nearly 100 years. He is a member of the Iowa Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. He got the nickname Captain Steve when he served at Pearl Harbor. Steve invented the phrase, the 10th caller wins. He wears glasses, not for vision, but only to make himself look smarter. Steve played Mickey in the popular 1950s show Circus Boy. His cartoon-styled voice inspired the character of Joe Rocket. And he owns and operates the Mighty 1630 KCJJ, the terrestrial flagship broadcast home of the Mike O'Mara Show since 2009, which happens to be the best show on KCJJ. Thank you, Steve, and thank you, KCJJ. You are the best.
1630 KCJJ.
Let me tell you this about Steve Bridges.
What's that?
He buys all his clothes at Zappos.
Nice.
Everything. That means they have all the small sizes.
I love it.
Tiny shoes, tiny pants, tiny shirt, but they can fit anybody because that ain't just shoes at Zappos. They got it all. All the clothes to make you look your best all year round. In 2020, Zappos is continuing to celebrate 20 years of the absolute best customer service and selections that are unmatched. They're our partner. We love Zappos. They treat us like kings in Las Vegas. And all we ask of you is that if you want to buy something at Zappos, which you should, just click the banner on our website. That way we get credit for it and Zappos gets your business. That's the way to do it because Zappos provides fast, free shipping always. Free and easy returns always. And the best customer service you've ever had. Plus the 365-day return policy. Thank you, Zappos. And thank you for using Zappos. Zappos, you make us look good all year long.
They do. Make sure you check them out, please. Our friend, and this is a short break, right?
Yeah,
and then we have what?
An audio vault.
Oh, damn. The show flies by. I didn't want
to. And then I'm going to sing a song called Mac the Knife.
I don't want to forget this. All 4 days ago, our friend Dominique Foxworth.
Great guy.
Friend of the show on Twitter at Foxworth24. Follow him there. He posts, and just to give you some background, now on ESPN, a full-fledged ESPN television, like, just star. Like, he is on that. He's a writer and he's a star, right?
And it doesn't surprise me. If you've heard him on this show, it shouldn't surprise you either. He's effortlessly funny, wonderful guy.
First Take is one of the largest programs on the platform.
Uh-huh.
And he is guest hosting over the holidays.
Great.
And he's done it in the past. And this is his tweet that, and when I see, while I don't actively tweet, I will always find it at Oscar Radio. I do peruse.
Right.
It says, from at Foxworth 24 days ago, it says, my wife brought my 3 kids to watch me at First Take today, and they tape in New York.
Oh, that's
cool. So
they
all went up to New York.
Uh-huh.
They sat quietly in the studio for most of the show, except that one time my 6-year-old son loudly farted while at Damian Woody was talking live on TV. So, I've known Foxworth for almost 15 years now. I know his entire family. I love them.
Yes.
I am.
You've probably watched those kids grow up.
I am a believer that you should, if you have the opportunity to have your kid come to work with you and somehow they can respect what you do.
Right.
I was talking to a friend the other day that it took me 30 years to realize what my father actually did.
Yeah.
And I felt terrible about it then because I said, oh my God. Like he's saving lives.
Yeah.
And I just didn't realize that my entire life.
Yeah.
Your kids, do they understand what you do for a living? They probably do because you're on the radio.
Yeah, but here's the thing. They never really, as I grew up, I was a radiophile because there was no one in show business in my family.
Yes.
But I've always been on the radio as long as so it's no big deal to them. To them, I might as well be selling insurance. They don't care.
Okay. But
they understand what I do.
But there's like a, I guess a cool factor to it, right?
I think it's coming around now that they're a little older.
We were on TV and famous.
Right.
And we played then in the NFL.
Right.
We'd probably get more of like, oh, this is a big deal.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Of course.
And then if you walk into what is one of the most spectacular, the Tiffany studio in New York for ESPN.
Traveled to New York City.
To see your father, guest host, one of the most largest shows on ESPN.
Sure.
And you're 6 years old.
Right.
Do you, on a quiet set, have enough, and they're all great kids.
Yes.
But you're still a kid.
That's the one intangible that you can never stop.
And then I thought to myself, I said, if I was a father and I was taking the family somewhere.
Right.
Well, and I don't know whose quote this was. It might have been a friend. I might have seen it on TV. This was a conversation not had with Fox. I haven't talked to Fox about this.
So you're just commenting on the tweet?
On the tweet. Right. And I will see him later on this week and ask him about it.
Mm.
Like, you're taking that is a risk analysis. Say you have at least even just 2 kids.
Right.
There's one kid you take to work.
Yes.
And one kid you're like, maybe they stay home.
Well,
or with the nanny.
All I've always said, Julia is very smart and Robert's very strong.
So you're on the same page,
I'm with you.
But if you have to take all of them,
Yes.
And you're ready for the landmine. What is a landmine field? A field.
Sure. A field
of landmines.
Sure.
How do you?
A minefield.
A minefield. I'm an idiot. this is why I'm here, and he's on television.
That's right. Just try not to fart.
Yes, please. And in the world of Twitter, they video or it didn't happen. Right. Pictures or it didn't happen.
Right.
And of course, because it's Twitter, they had a picture right away.
Of course.
So you, video.
Sure.
So you watch this video, and I'm picturing the studio. Uh-huh. And if you're the talent, you're looking out and you see your kids like standing or sitting on chair or like, have like the headset on watching you do the show. And you know, you recognize a family member passing gas.
Yeah.
Like, you know that. And if it's your kid, you definitely know it was your kid.
Of course. You've watched this kid grow up.
Foxworth does something so perfect and compelling to try to cover his son's faux pas up.
You're going to say ass.
Ass would have been better.
Go ahead.
That as you hear the audible.
Yeah. The sound.
Passing a gas.
Right.
Deflate gate. You sit there, and his colleague is talking.
Right.
And you see Foxworth hear it.
Yes.
Reach for his mug and go and pull up to take a sip and say, yes, sir. As any father probably would, or loving family member, affirming to themselves that they did it to themselves. They knew something might happen.
Yes.
This is what just happened.
Yeah.
And he wasn't affirming Damian Woody, his co-host, on his point.
No.
He was affirming, he goes, I called it.
Yep.
Yes, sir. That just happened.
Yep.
Moving on with life.
Like driving over a nail and going, yep.
Time for
had
the
to happen.
Time for the next play. Let's keep it going. At Foxworth24 Twitter, check it out. You're gonna laugh your ass off. No
Dominique,
pun intended.
It's so cool. Oh God, that's great. All right, back with the audio vault. No sounds from that though. No sounds from ESPN. Oh,
please.
I promise.
Please.
Back after this, it's the Mike O'Mara Show.
For your consideration.
Brie, American, Gouda, mild Ooh. Cheddar, Camembert, Provolone, Baby Bell, Parmesan, Mascarpone, Burrata, Feta, Ricotta, Gruyere, Asiago, Gorgonzola, Havarti, Monterey Jack, Stilton, Swiss, Fontina, Pecorino Romano, and Buffalo Mozzarella.
She didn't name all of the cheeses, but she named enough of the cheeses. She's Madeline Masiello, the queen of cheese, only on The Mike O'Mara Show.
It's Maddie Masiello, and we've got her.
Getting a lot of run this week.
Yeah, well, we're using her.
Great reviews.
Oscar, I know what's going on.
What's that?
Well, the holidays are over, and you're wandering around your house like Eeyore, bemoaning all the money you spent this Christmas that you didn't have, and now you're broke.
Mm.
You need a laugh.
I need a laugh.
And a cigarette. Well, skip the smoke and grab the TMOS Bonus Show, because anyone can afford the TMOS Bonus Show. Ask any baby bird, and they'll tell you it's cheap, cheap, cheap.
It is affordable.
Plus, it will cure your post-holiday doldrums. It's a commercial-free. It's really pennies a day.
Oh, yeah. And also, somebody asked us, why do we know Patreon? This is our Patreon.
This is our Patreon. We were Patreon before Patreon was Patreon. It's a commercial-free, no-holds-barred sixth episode of TMOS, and it features Mike, Oscar, Rob, Maddie, and Gil Gerard as Buck Rogers. I'm sorry, I mean Pony.
You lost me.
As himself. Management regrets the error. Just click the banner on our website, and you'll get access to all of our bonus content, and you'll be helping TMOS, and it's your passport to the
passport.
And for the first time, I can say copyright TMOS 2020.
Woo!
And now, Oscar, let's all sing along, because the TMOS Bonus Show is brought to you by Winston Cigarettes.
Winston tastes good like a cigarette should.
Timely.
Winston tastes good like a cigarette should.
By the Bonus Show, this is Art Hannah speaking.
Are you still, is anyone in your family still vaping?
No one in my family has ever vaped.
No?
No.
Maybe Carla did for a while.
I think so.
Right?
Yeah.
The whole vaping ban. I wonder how that's affecting the flavored vape.
I know the fact that there's a lot of real estate up for sale in Leesburg right now, because the vape shops, they are gone.
Oh, really?
Yeah. A lot of them are gone.
Oh, man. Yeah. Devastating.
Yeah. Before that, they were mostly massage places, nail places. You want a facial? Either way, go there. Oh, yeah. It's a time. Let's do this. Let's do the audio vault. All I have to do is find the sound.
It's open,
effect.
Baby.
It's open, baby. Happy Thanksgiving. It is the audio vault. A farmer in New York has a chicken that laughs.
Okay.
And I don't think the chicken understands the joke, but the chicken has good timing.
Why did the chicken cross the road? To get to the other side. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I thought it was kind of funny myself. All right, the joke wasn't that funny. I mean, it was a good joke, but it wasn't that funny. But thank you for the support.
Can you add that to the soundboard?
Absolutely.
Instead of a laugh track?
Yes, just the chicken.
You would just always go to that.
I love it. All right, done.
Without him. Without him.
Chicken ISO.
He ruined it.
ISO. Well, yes. You know, farmers.
Yeah.
If he was funny, he'd have a podcast. Might anyway. Let's Dateline Florida. Mike would have this story if he were here, so I feel that I should take up the slack. I feel sorry for this policeman when he was called to investigate this story because the woman had thrown a bucket of feces on her landlord.
Oh, no.
And it's not that that's bad enough. It's the fact that he can't get to the bottom, of the story that why the feces is dry on one person and wet on the other. This poor cop.
All I know is you're covered in feces. She's covered in feces. Pretend that I don't know what's going on here.
All right, it's not going to get me.
So how did all of this happen?
She rubbed this in my face.
I know, well, because she's covered in it. She's covered in liquid, basically, feces.
Hmm. Because I was running.
Yours is dried on your face.
Because she took the poop and rubbed it all.
And then she dried it on your face?
What? No, Peter said, you want to arrest me?
I'm not sure what's going on. All I know is, in a long time that I've been doing this job, I've never seen anything like it.
How did she get it?
She's dripping with it. It's soaking wet. Hers is not.
We must get to the bottom of this. The thing is that the lady that's trying to explain sounds sensible. Like she's almost making sense, and then you realize what she's talking about, and it makes no sense.
Yeah, and listen to the cars.
All I know is you're covered in feces. She's covered in feces. Pretend that I don't know what's going on here.
All right.
So how did all of this happen?
She rubbed this in my face.
I know, well, because she's covered in it. She's covered in liquid, basically, feces.
Because I was running.
Yours is dried on your face.
Because she took the poop and...
Here come the cars.
And then she dried it on your face?
What? No, Peter said, you want to arrest me?
I'm not sure what's going on. All I know is... In a long time that...
See, what I love about it is not only are they having to do this investigation, they're on the side of the road. Cars are ripping by.
They're not paid enough to deal with this.
You're right. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely
Act
right.
Act accordingly, people.
All right, Dateline Lansing, Michigan.
Okay.
Let's say you have a bad breakup with your girlfriend. You want to get back at her.
Oh, no.
And she runs a very successful barbecue place, a place that's been featured on the Guy Fieri show, Diver Dives.
Is it Fieri or Fieri?
Fieri. I've heard it both ways. But it's been on his show, so it's a notable barbecue place.
Diners, drive-ins.
Dins and dives,
yes.
Exactly. And the ex-boyfriend knows the phone system of the place, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what he does is he puts an outgoing message on their answering machine. The owner noticed that ever since Christmas, they hadn't been getting any phone-in business at all. Business had just totally died off.
Happy holidays from Capital City Barbecue. Due to the holidays, we will be taking an extended leave until March 1st. We look forward to your business and seeing you after March 1st.
So he changed the outgoing message to saying they're closed for 2 months.
Okay.
And she was covered in feces.
This is a genius move.
It's really smart.
On the ex-boyfriend's side.
Yeah, it is.
I think definitely something you'll go to jail for.
Yeah.
Creative.
Yes.
And in the world, because what is it, January?
Oh, this was at Christmas time that he did it.
Okay, so Christmas, but let's say we're broadcasting what today?
Today's the 7th.
7th,
yeah.
Right? The idea... Like, I would never check my outgoing voicemail.
Who would?
No one would.
Right?
That's why it's such a deep genius cut.
I love it. Mm-hmm.
What ended up happening?
he has been contacted by the authorities.
Okay.
This I found fascinating. I know music pretty well, and I know there was a list that I think Rolling Stone put out of musical errors they left in songs, and I knew most of them. But
by the way, is Rolling Stone still a cool magazine?
I think it is more of an online presence now because I remember getting smaller and smaller and smaller. So I don't actually
just quick sidebar. I know we're going over time.
Yeah, that's fine.
Do you remember the and if you didn't,
bonus content.
Do you remember the band called Black Motorcycle Club?
Yeah, I've heard of them.
Okay, so I get to interview.
I bought all their records.
I get to interview them on, and this is a mortifying moment that I will share, and I might have mentioned in the past.
Yes,
but this is a baby DJ, not even a DJ, like weekend DJ, overnight DJ.
Oh, so they just sent you out for coverage?
No, this is a big deal, like live on the air, DJ.
Oh, okay.
DJ, something happened, at family emergency. They're like, well, this guy who drove the van also is on the radio on the weekend.
Right.
You got to get on and talk to these guys.
I forgot you had van driving experience. This will come in handy with the fruitcake.
Didn't want to mention it, but I do. And they said, you have to now interview. And I have, this is not the days of the fast internet. This is the days of the slow internet.
Right.
So the only thing that comes up is a handful of interviews. And one of them happened to be, you were just named like up and coming or whatever it may be on Rolling Stone.
Right.
So that's one of my effing questions in front of a live studio audience. Oh, no. And I'm asking this. So we get through it. I didn't stumble and bumble. I faked my way through it.
Attaboy.
And at the end, I look at my program director and he's cool. And he says, fantastic job. Like, you didn't look like you're sweating. Worked
wow.
out.
Wow.
Like, thank you. Like I didn't, because some people were doubting.
Mm.
I kind of doubted. You did great. In the future, and I don't believe this is true, because I could be wrong. He said, in the future, never mention Rolling Stone magazine and any accolades that come from them. They're a bunch of hacks.
Really?
And I carried that with, I was like, but national publication.
That I don't know cool. that it had a bad reputation ever.
Was that just a person? And mind you, that's 20 years ago.
Right.
It stuck with me. Is it a hack magazine or was it a hack magazine or was he just too cool for school?
He might have been too cool for school because in the day it was absolutely not a hack magazine at
I'm
all.
Talking when it was large. Yeah, and shiny. On the cover. Yeah.
You know what? I bet they fired him or gave him bad axe to grind.
But I just remember sitting there. I'm like, that's what you're mad about?
That's wild. Wild, right? That's wild. Yeah. I'll look into that.
Please do.
I'll see.
I'd love to hear some feedback otherwise.
So I knew most of the, and speaking of feedback, here are mistakes that have been heard on records.
Oh my God.
This one I did not know. This sounds so right in the song that I always assumed it was on purpose. But at the beginning of the song Roxanne by the Police, there's a discordant chord played on a keyboard followed by a laugh. And it's because while they were recording, Sting backed in and sat on the keyboard and then laughed at his error. They left it in the recording, and when you hear it, it makes sense. Check it out. I always thought that was on purpose. That's an absolute mistake. Isn't that wild?
That just blew my mind.
Let me hear one more. I want to hear one more. Yeah, it's so great. And what's so funny about it, it happens right when the bass starts. So he probably was like getting into his bass stance to play the bass, and he sits on the keyboard.
It's genius.
Great. It's
great. They could have kept it out of.
Oh, easy. I mean, they could have just stopped
when
the recording.
You hit with that laugh, just puts you in there like, oh, they're just having a great time making music.
And I thought it was just like a little Beatlesque nugget that they dropped in. Wow. But no, that's the truth. And then I close with this, Oscar. As I said, there were a lot of blue hairs at the Kennedy Center. Mm-hmm. They did two announcements before the show and one during intermission, reminding people to turn their phones off because it was fun watching all of these upper demographics fumble with their iPhones.
Yes.
So I like to play this for all the people that brought their phones to see My Fair Lady.
The telephones in this city will be changed to dial service, and all telephone numbers will be changed. Before calling any number, first secure the number from your new directory. Then remove the receiver and listen for the dial tone. It sounds like this. With the receiver off the hook, dial the desired number. Be sure to allow the dial to freely return to its normal position. And this is the ringing signal. If the line is busy, you'll hear this busy signal.
And please wait to intermission to eat your banana.
My God.
That's your audio vault, folks. But that's really what I felt like when I was watching those people. Thank you, Oscar.
Thank you.
And thank you for another perfect episode. That's your magic audio vault. And just, that's it, folks.
Just to clarify.
Yeah.
It's the rotary.
Yes.
To button.
It was rotary. Well, first it was ask the operator to connect you. Then that was the introduction of rotary dialing service.
This was. It was
that
just
was that I just that was 1936. Okay.
Were you around where they still had patches?
Patches?
Like you had to patch in to ask to go to somewhere.
No. Okay. But I do remember rotary phones at certain houses. Mm. Yeah. And also the song Patches by Clarence Carter. I'm dependent on you, son.
Thank you.
Then the crops all died. That's it, folks. There's 10 people out there.
I know Patch Adams. That's all I know.
They love what I just did. 10 people, exactly. Thanks for joining us for another perfect episode of TMOS. Don't forget, you can always reach us. Messages for the weekly mailbag, we're going to do it tomorrow, can be sent to Rob with two Bs at MikeOmaraShow.com. Our mailing address, TMOS, Post Office Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. Please send us things. And don't forget to spend some time, I live there, at MikeOmaraShow.com. Thank you for your listening, and join us again tomorrow for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. For Mike O'Mara and Oscar Santana, do you think Pony's going to say something this time?
Maybe. Hello?
Let's see. This is Rob Spiewak saying so long, everybody.
Ciao, ciao.
I don't want to.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOmaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Good afternoon. First off, happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.